Robot Cars. General Motors and their dealer organization throughout Southern Africa proudly bring you the drama, the danger, the thrills, and the facts when the long arm of the law travels in squad cars. The story you're about to hear is true. Details are supplied from the official case files by the South African police. Only names and places have been changed to protect innocent people involved.
From Billy Ryan's small apartment, the sounds of the city appear to be no more than a muted tapestry of car horns and distant radio sets. He opens a can of beer and from the window smiles cynically at the glittering lights that pepper the Hillbrow skyline.
What's the name of that song, Miss? The green ones, the blue ones, all made out of ticky-tack.
And they all look just the same.
Yeah, that's right. They all look just the same. I don't suppose we'll worry too much. It shouldn't be long before we get out.
Oh, you've been saying that ever since we came to this country. And you're still sitting in this pokey little flat talking about it. That's all you ever do, talk.
Get off my back, Liz. Things take time, you know that.
Billy, we've been in this broom cupboard for 2 years now. And I'm tired of it. Fed up to the back teeth with it. And all you can do is drink beer and talk about the good times to come.
Liz, I'm getting a promotion at the end of the year. That's going to make a lot of difference. Or maybe we can get a mortgage on some property.
Yes, maybe, perhaps. Be definite. For once in your life, just be definite about something. Even if it's only putting out the garbage. To think I turned down Timmy Sloan to marry
Shut
you.
Shut up about Timmy Sloan.
Why? At least he had some guts.
Don't you ever talk like that again.
Why? What's going to happen to me if I do?
You'll end up on top of the garbage bin with your neck broken.
Hillbrow, Johannesburg, June the 14th, 8 p.m. The heated argument between the Ryans has ended in a temporary truce. And Billy Ryan is about to make his way to the nearest bar when he receives some unexpected visitors.
Ah, no. Just a minute.
Good evening. Are you Mr. William Ryan?
Yeah, that's me. What do you want?
We're investigating a complaint, sir.
Complaint?
Yes, sir. One of your neighbors heard a lot of noise coming from this flat. They had the idea that somebody was being beaten up, and they decided to ring the police. That's why we're here.
Well, look here, Mr...
Sergeant. Sergeant Couture, sir.
Sergeant? Well, it was nothing, really. I was just having a little domestic tiff with my wife. It happens in the best of families.
Billy, who are you talking to?
Oh, it's nothing.
Billy? Well, what do you want?
Well, let me take care of this.
I want to know what's going on.
I said let me take care of it.
No, just hold it a minute, please. We are here in response to a complaint. Now, does anybody wish to prefer charges of any kind?
No, not at all.
Well, in that case, my only suggestion is that if you intend to have arguments in the future, try and conduct them a little more quietly. Otherwise, we'll have your neighbors ringing us up and reporting homicides and all sorts of things. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, Sergeant. I'm sorry if you've been put to any trouble.
It's no trouble at all, sir. I think your neighbours would appreciate a little bit of peace and quiet.
Yeah, I understand. Well, we'll try to keep it down in future.
All right, Mr. Ryan. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Ryan.
Well, why didn't you say good night to him? You can't treat the police like that.
I was lost for words. I couldn't believe it.
Couldn't believe what?
You! Crawling like that. Yes, Sergeant. No, Sergeant.
Well, what else could I do? I suppose you'd have preferred it if I smashed his face in.
Oh, no, you wouldn't do that. You can only hit women.
Oh, let's not start again. I don't want them back here.
Get out. Go and get drunk. It's all you're good for.
Now, you listen here. What's the use?
Good riddance. Wonder what's on the radio. Oh, no. Oh, so bored. was something would happen, anything. Who is it?
It's Janie.
Just a minute. Yes, Jamie, what you want?
Just wondering if I could have a talk to you. Just for a minute. Can I come in?
Yeah, why not?
Hey, that's a nasty lump under your eye. Did he give you that?
No, I ran into a door. What do you think?
Hey, look, Liz, I'm sorry. I didn't want to upset you.
Oh, it's all right, Jamie. Actually, I feel like a bit of company. Shall I answer that?
Yeah, thanks.
Do you like a drink? I can only offer you red wine. It's all we have.
No, thanks. I'm not going to stay very long. Look, Liz, I'm in big trouble. I need some help.
What sort of trouble's this, then?
I need some money.
Janie, you know we haven't got any.
Liz, I've got nobody to turn to. I've got no real friends in this town. Only you. You must help me.
But why do you need this money so desperately?
Well, you know that I work in a band.
Yeah.
Well, some time ago, a fellow gave me a loan to buy equipment, a guitar, amplifier, that sort of thing. Now he wants his money back, all at once, and I can't afford it.
Well, you'll just have to wait then, won't he?
Liz, it's not as simple as that. He says that if I don't pay him back, he's going to do me over. Can't you do anything?
Jamie, how can I do anything? I don't have any money.
I'm not fooling. If I don't pay this fellow back by tomorrow night, I'm up to my neck in trouble.
I'm telling you straight. I can't help you. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is.
Liz, please. Even if it's only a few...
No, I just don't have it.
Yes, you have. You keep it in that drawer. Give it to me.
Get out.
You give me the money. All right. I'll just have to take it.
You've got to arrest him, Lieutenant. He's stolen my dog. I know he has.
Mr. Wilkins, I think your dog has probably wandered off somewhere.
No, he hasn't wandered off. He wouldn't do that.
Can you think of any reason why your landlord would want to steal your dog?
He hates me. And he knows I love Binky. That's the name of my dog. I call him Binky because...
We'll certainly do what we can, Mr. Wilkins.
I think you should... I think he might be dead by now.
I don't think there's any danger of that. Now, why don't you go home and relax? I'm sure he'll turn up in the morning.
Yeah. All right. But you make sure you get onto it.
We will, Mr. Wilkins. Good night.
Make sure about the physical thing here.
It takes all kinds.
Yes, it certainly does, Constable.
Now that Mr. Wilkins is harmless.
Funny thing is, Binky died 2 years ago. Mr. Wilkins is a bit eccentric. He comes in here at least once a week, reporting a stolen dog.
Stolen dog that doesn't exist?
No, for him it still does.
Excuse me, sir. Hillborough Police Station.
I'm ringing from the Regent Department. It's about a neighbor. I think he's murdered his wife.
Could I have your name, please, sir?
James Burton. I think you'd better come and do something. I think he's killed her. Billy Ryan, I think he's killed his wife.
In response to the strange telephone call, Lieutenant Nelson of the CID orders a car and drives to the Regent Apartments. There he is met by Jamie Burton and escorted to apartment 1901, the number of the flat belonging to William Ryan.
It's just along here, Lieutenant.
Right. What makes you think there's been a homicide, Mr. Burton?
Well, I heard them fighting, and I heard her scream. He's always beating her up. This time it sounded worse than ever.
Yes. I believe two of our men had cause to investigate a complaint here earlier this evening.
Here it is.
Right.
Well, the light's on.
If they're in, they don't want to answer the door. Somebody's home.
Well, what do you want?
I'm Lieutenant Nelson of the CID. May I come in, please, sir?
I was told the sergeant who was here earlier that we wouldn't make any more noise. We haven't.
I think we'd better go inside, sir. You look as though you need to sit down.
All right, anything you say.
Is your wife here, Mr. Ryan?
No, I don't know where she is, and I don't care.
I see. Come over here, Mr. Ryan.
Why?
I want you to have a look at this.
It's...
Just be quiet for a second, Mr. Burton.
This is a dark stain. Big, dark stain.
It's a blood stain, Mr. Ryan.
I don't understand. What's it doing here?
I'm going to repeat my question. Where is your wife?
He's done her in. I was right. He's killed her.
Well, but why was you talking about?
Mr. Burton, would you be kind enough to wait outside?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Tell me, Inspector, what's going on here?
How many rooms in this flat, sir?
Only three. Bathroom, bedroom, and this one.
Do you mind if I have a look around, Mr. Ryan?
Well, you're going to anyway. Doesn't matter what I say.
I can't obtain a warrant.
No, that's all right. Go right ahead.
This one over here?
It's the bathroom.
Thanks.
My car keys are missing. She's left and probably taken the car.
Why didn't you tell me that the first time I asked you?
I only just noticed. They were on that table. Now they're gone.
I see. Where do you keep your car, Mr. Ryan?
Down below, in the basement.
I think we'd better go down there and have a look. There's blood on your front seat.
I don't understand. The car's still here, but Liz is gone.
Open up the boot, please, Mr. Ryan.
What for?
Just do as I ask. Please, open it up. I think you'd better come along to the station.
Liz. Liz. She's dead.
Hillbrow Police Station, June the 15th, 12:30 a.m. A terrified Billy Ryan sits before police officers Lieutenant Frank Nelson and Captain Warren Britz. They are questioning Ryan in connection with the death of his wife.
You understand, Mr. Ryan, that you're not obliged to answer questions at this stage.
I want to.
We must point out that anything you say may be used later in evidence.
I didn't kill her. I'm telling you the truth.
Mr. Ryan, at 8 p.m. last night, two policemen called at your flat to investigate a complaint. And at 11 p.m., Lieutenant Nelson called on you. Can you account for your movements between the hours of 8 and 11?
I left Liz at about 8:10. Then I went to the Four Seasons Bar in Hillbrow. I left there about 9:30.
Did you speak to anyone there?
Yeah, I had drinks with a couple of mates of mine.
We can check that out, Captain.
Right. Where did you go after you left the Four Seasons?
Oh, I wandered around for a bit. I can't really remember where I went. I think I must have got home round about 11. I was pretty drunk. I collapsed on the bed.
Had you been drinking before you went to the Four Seasons?
No.
So it only took you an hour to get really drunk?
I don't know my drink very well.
There were empty beer cans in your flat, Billy. I saw them.
I might have had one or two before I went out. I really don't remember.
Well, I suggest that you try and remember as much as you can.
I'm innocent. I'm innocent of these charges.
Billy, you haven't been charged with anything. If you're innocent, you've nothing to fear. But if we want to get to the bottom of this, we've got to have your help.
Your neighbors have heard you threaten your wife on many occasions. They've even heard you use the word murder.
No. No. I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Take him out, Constable.
What do you think, Lieutenant?
It's difficult to say at this stage, sir. When tests have been completed on the body and the car, well, we should be able to determine the time of death and put it against Ryan's story. Then...
Yes, I realize all that, Lieutenant. I just wanted to know what you think.
what my intuition tells me.
Yeah, if you want to call it that.
I think he's innocent.
Ryan is held on suspicion of murder, and the police laboratory is set about compiling the facts that will either establish his innocence or his guilt. The next day, Lieutenant Nelson questions those who might be able to provide evidence.
Yeah, he was in my bar for about an hour. He only had two drinks. Tell me, did he really kill his wife?
You heard him beating her up about 8 o'clock. That's all I remember. I knew he'd kill her.
Billy Ryan, very violent, and a terrible temper. I'm not surprised that he killed her.
Sit down, Lieutenant.
Thank you, sir. What news from your side, sir?
This is what we have so far. Mrs. Ryan was killed with a blunt object, probably a heavy ashtray, something like that. So far, the instrument hasn't been found.
Do you know the time of death, sir?
Lieutenant, that's the hardest thing to pin down. The post-mortem hasn't yet established the cause of the death.
How do you mean, sir?
Well, they're not sure whether the blow killed her or suffocation in the boot of the car. Makes it a little difficult to determine when she actually died.
Well, be that as it may, it still looks bleak for Billy Ryan.
Did you come up with anything?
Yes, the barman at the Four Seasons remembers him. And he was there until 9:30. He only had 2 drinks, sir.
That's the part of his story I don't like. Simulating drunkenness, probably so he could have some very convenient amnesia.
A lot of this doesn't tie up, sir. If he took his wife's body to the car, presumably to get rid of her, why didn't he drive away? Why did he go back to the flat, leaving her body in the boot?
It's puzzling. You come in.
Mr. Burton here to see you, sir.
Oh, good. Show him in, Constable.
Mr. Burton, this way, please.
In here? Thank you.
Mr. Burton, now sit down, please. Thank you for coming along. You know Lieutenant Nelson?
Yes, we met last night. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Mr. Burton, what provoked you to phone the police last night?
Well, I knew Mrs. Ryan, and I liked her. Last night I heard him beating her up. She was screaming.
What time was this?
It was about 10 o'clock, I think.
You think? You're not sure?
Yeah, come to think of it, it was 10 o'clock. I work in a group, you see, and last night I went back to pick up some music at my flat, and that's when I heard the ruckus and decided to call you. I was lucky I did.
Well, it would have been a lot better if somebody had called us earlier.
Well, I did, as soon as I heard the noise.
Yes, so you did, thank you. It was the right thing to do.
After you phoned us, is there anything else you remember?
Like what?
Did you see Ryan at all?
No, but I thought I heard something being dragged down the steps.
The body, sir. There were bloodstains on the steps.
Yes, of course, of course. Thank you very much, Mr. Burton.
Is that all?
For the time being, yes. You may be required to give evidence, so I'd like a business address where I can get hold of you.
Well, this week I'm recording an album at the Festival Recording Studios in Stanhope Street.
Hold on. Festival Recording Studios.
Stanhope Street.
Stanhope Street, yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Burton. this way. Constable, show Mr. Burton out, would you?
Yeah. Goodbye. Liz was a great person. I hope you make him pay for what he did.
Justice will take its course, Mr. Burton. Goodbye.
Very public-spirited young fellow.
Quite. Lieutenant, would you fancy watching a recording session this afternoon?
Oh, not if it's a pop group, sir. My taste doesn't extend beyond musical comedy. New Moon, Naughty Marietta, that sort of thing.
Naughty Marietta? In that case, it'll be a new experience for you. I think we should go and see Mr. Burton practice his art.
I have a feeling that we're both thinking along the same line, sir.
Right, Lieutenant. It's only a hunch, but Mr. Burton may not be what he seems.
Have you lights, sir, General? Well, you can see the studio through the glass panel there.
Thank you very much, sir.
Right.
You've got some very nice equipment here.
Oh, yeah, it's all imported. 8-track.
Yes.
Very interesting.
If you'll excuse me, I'll just take a balance on these boys. Jamie, can you give me... Hello, something's bothering Jamie. He's coming round the control room.
Looking for the last chord.
Oh, Lieutenant, I think you should have stayed at home with Naughty Marietta.
Phil, I think we'd better... Captain and...
What are you doing here?
Well, we had a bit of time to spare. We thought we'd come and see you work.
Oh, well, that's all right with me.
So, what's the problem, Jamie?
We've got to cancel the session, Phil. Hey? I haven't got time to listen to that record now. None of us can remember how it goes.
Okay, we can put it down tomorrow. Yeah, all right, boys, you can go home.
Oh, what a pity. I like pop music. I was hoping to hear you play this afternoon.
Well, you have to come along some other time.
Oh, I'm off, Jamie. See you later.
Yeah, sure, Phil. I'll come with you just now.
That's a nice guitar you've got in there.
Yeah. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll just go and
set
up.
Not so fast, Jamie.
What's the matter? What's the buzz, man?
The buzz, man, is that you're a liar.
Hey, don't you call me that stuff.
You said you went to your flat last night to pick up some music. You can't read music. None of your group can. That's why you've got to listen to the record.
Quick, up for it.
I'm sure he ran into this studio.
Oh, there's nobody about. The place is deserted.
Lights. He's killed the lights.
No windows here. No natural light at all.
Struth is armed.
Yeah, but he can't see what he's shooting at. Burton, give yourself up. You can't get out of this. He's gone jammed.
That's as far as you go, Jamie.
All right. All right, Jamie. You've got a lot of explaining to do. That's the story, Mr. Ryan. He took the body down to the car with the intention of driving away and dumping it somewhere.
Well, why didn't he?
He panicked. Thought he could incriminate you. That's why he phoned us.
I don't understand it. I don't understand any of it.
Well, at this stage, I wouldn't try, Mr. Ryan. Just go home and...
I'm free to go?
Yeah, you're free to go. I'm sorry this has happened. Truly I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'll go home now.
Poor blighter.
Yes.
James Burton was tried for the murder of Elizabeth Ryan. He was found guilty without any circumstances diminishing his responsibility for the crime, and he was subsequently executed at Pretoria Central Prison.
They prowl the empty streets at night, waiting, in fast cars, on foot, living with crime and violence. These men are on duty 24 hours out of every 24. They face dangers at every turn, expecting nothing less. They protect the people of South Africa. These are the men of Squad Cars. Listen again next Friday evening to another authentic story in our dramatic South African police series, Squad Cars, brought to you by General Motors, makers of the biggest and most exciting range of cars, trucks, and commercial vehicles in the world. Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Beaumont, Chevrolet, Opel, Holden, Vauxhall, Bedford, GMC, and Ranger, South Africa's own car.